Today's world is so different, kind of strange, but I think on the other side it is kind of unique and may give us some special opportunity to think about and feel about some great changes in ourselves and in our health and wellness. So certainly we are all experiencing the high level of stress for so many reasons now in the world. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about transforming our stress. Is it possible to transform our stress to the better state? If you want to know about it, then listen to this episode. If peace is really what you want, then you will choose peace. If peace matters to you more than anything else, and if you truly knew yourself to be a spirit rather than a little me, you would remain non-reactive and absolutely alert when confronted with challenging situations. Eckhart Tolle. Hello everyone, episode 5 or episode 6, oh yeah, 6 I think. That's a journey anyway, and I'm really pleased and feeling blessed that I have started this journey. Thank you so much, people who already subscribed, listened, commented. I would really appreciate if you send me any feedback. Or if you are interested to share your opinions with me in this podcast about wellness and health, more focusing on inner wellness and emotional wellness, but it's quite open to any aspect of health and wellness, please just communicate, and I would love to invite you. And yes, we can just share our opinions and perspectives and knowledge and skills and experiences with the whole world. This is something that we really need at this stage in this new world. Okay, so I have started to talk about stress a few episodes ago, and that is so broad concept. But it's good just to have a very brief review about what is the main cause and how it is working in the body. So the stress manifestations and effects. And then just to start practicing what you need to do to manage stress. So I would love to suggest you to go back to the last 3 episodes and re-listen and review your information and knowledge from other resources about the stress, because this is a very critical time of the world, and stress is something serious, and it can affect our whole quality of life, health and well-being, and mostly the way we respond to the situations. Because usually when we are stressed out, we do react rather than respond, which is coming with further consequences and complications, and can be considered eventually as a chronic stress that can affect the whole, you know, body's function. Okay, so I'm going today to review with you a couple of tip points that we can apply practicing from today to deal with stress. I use the acronym TRANSFORM, and I'm going through each letter and briefly introduce couple of very quick practice for you, just to see if you can use these quick tips to deal with stress and, yes, make more peace for your mind and body and heart. Okay, so we start with tea, and I would like to tell you about trust. So yes, trust is the very first step for any journey, story, learning, any practice. You need to trust yourself first. So that's what I suggest you, please, right now, before you start any practice, talk to your heart and tell her, tell him that you trust her. Talk loudly and say, I trust my heart. You need to trust yourself first to be able to go through the process of self-awareness and then self-healing. Then you are able to notice what is happening in your body, in your mind, in your heart. Then you are able to notice your emotions, your thoughts. As you are noticing your patterns, you're beginning to learn how to read your reactivity. So R stands for reading reactivity. It's taking time. So this practice of reading reactivity is like learning a language. So it takes time and practice. The moment you begin to judge yourself, you are no longer reading reactivity. So just be careful that you are not judgmental. You are basically a self-observant. You notice you are holding back from what you want to say, or you're not sure how to approach a topic, this would be a sign that you are reading, you are observing your reactivity. If you take it a step further and start to judge the person in the front of you, create a story in your mind, or tell yourself how, you know, just upsetting you feel, you are no longer observing. This is about reactivity. So if you're not aware about these patterns, believe me, you waste a lot of energy. Because a lot of time we do something and we say something that we are not really happy in deep about what we said and what we did. And do you know how much energy we spent just to make up that situation? So rather than focusing on what you did or what you said, I encourage you to observe your reactivity level. So this observation can take you to the next step. But just before I go to the next step, I would tell you that the easiest way to read your reactivity is to notice the quality of your thoughts. So the more fearful your thoughts are, the higher the level of reactivity. So be a non-judgmental observant and witness of your own thoughts. When you observe, you know, reactivity in the quality and the nature of your thoughts, that can give you good insight into the degree of reactivity. So then you might want to write them down and make a chart for yourself about, for example, how many times and where and when you had high level of reactivity, or like, you know, fiery reactivity, or like a flame, high flame, and how many times and where and in what situations you had low level of reactivity. So low level of reactivity, basically coming with positive outlook, positive thoughts, focusing on bigger picture rather than getting tied in details. And when you are aware that you are not in the moment, that you're less reactive. When you are aware what is happening around, when you use I feel, express yourself, express your emotions. So in these situations, you are in low level of reactivity. But on the other side, when you feel fearful and when you have fear of the future, when you just try to find fault in other people or sometimes in yourself, but hold back from expressing your feeling and your emotions. When you are taking care of yourself, but still you feel too much guilt and neglect. And for example, says, oh, I'm not doing the right thing. I'm not doing exercise. Oh, damn, I'm not eating healthy. And it's more about regret and feeling guilt. And when you are not able to stay on a specific task and forget things like, for example, appointments and your call. And so in these situations, you are in high level of reactivity. So reading your reactivity is the first thing. I would suggest you to give a number to your stress level and to your reactivity level. So I just briefly explained, how does it sound, low reactivity and high reactivity, but you can go and search more about it and have a better understanding about the examples of high and low level of reactivity and give yourself a number. Give a number to your reactivity and also give a number to your stress level from 0 to 10. Then the next step is awareness. Again, awareness is always a key. It is the key for any kind of growth, any kind of management in the context of health and wellness. So I would like to take your attention now to two terms, self-reflection and self-awareness. So I always suggest, this is my actually, usual practice, self-reflection. I do it every night and sometimes, during the day too. But the difference between self-reflection and self-awareness. And the difference is self-reflection is more a mental experience. It is more following thoughts. And self-awareness is rather bodily experience. And it's more focusing on feeling. When, for example, you are witnessing your breath, you are feeling all your bodily responses, your bodily feedback, your bodily sensations. Self-reflection is more about self-study and learning. Self-awareness is more about self-practice. So it's more practical and it's more about being. Self-reflection is usually, it's a reflection happening in the moment. But self-awareness is basically appreciating the moment and it's ongoing. It's not limited to the time. Self-reflection is, we do actually reflect on our emotions, certainly in self-reflection. But what we do basically in relation to emotions in self-reflection is identifying the emotions. But in self-awareness, we go further and
we go beyond and we feel the emotions. We feel the sensations of those emotions. For example, when I feel sad, what do I feel in my heart? What do I feel in my gut? What do I feel in my other parts of my body? I need to just feel those sensations, but you still can use your thoughts and write them down. In self-reflection, that's a good thing that I wanted to share with you. Did you realize that when you self-reflect, you basically find your eyes roll upward? But when you do self-awareness, your eyes are soft and likely to be looking downward. So what I'm going to suggest you now in this practice, in this 9 steps practice, is to just continue practicing and working on transition of self-reflection to self-awareness. Turn your reflection to awareness. That means you notice your thoughts, you notice your actions, you notice and identify your emotions in any given situation. And also you observe it and you feel the sensations in your body in relation to those thoughts and those emotions. And this is about self-awareness. So you can only reset your nervous system and your gut, your vagus nerve, and your autonomous nervous system. You can only reset them if you just go through the self-awareness practice comfortably and frequently. Because you need to feel comfortable with your body first to be able to reset your body and your nervous system. So a lot of time I did in my life self-reflection, but to be honest, for so many years actually, I did self-reflection. But to be honest, I couldn't make the big and, you know, in-depth change in my body and in my nervous system. And again, in chaotic situations, my body started to respond the same because I didn't do the work with my nervous system. So if you start practicing communicating with your body, you basically providing the environment and the situation that your nervous system is going through the process of reset by itself with no really additional effort. To be able to do that, you need to look inward. Okay, so you can start with some statement. What is my inner voice telling me? In this moment, how do I really feel in my body? Then list any sensations that you can feel. Heavy, warm, cool, tight, tense, open, pressure, whatever it is. After listing your sensations, and after, you know, noticing your sensations, then you can communicate with your deep emotions and your sensations in different parts of your body. Take a moment to try this. Sit in a chair and straighten up your body. Place your feet flat on the floor and sit with intention, as you know, if you are going to make a speech. Visualize your strong, alert spine without moving your head or shoulders. Gaze down at the floor. Acknowledge that you are making a decision to transit your reflection to awareness. Breathe and notice your breath. Yep, this is as simple. So if you do this practice again and again and again, it actually needs practice, it takes time. You definitely would be surprised about the way you communicate with your body. And you can feel how you place your attention on your sensation and how you begin to settle into your self-awareness. Definitely always start and continue with focusing on your breath. Because when you focus on your breath, basically you strengthen your ability to move towards self-awareness. But what I would like to suggest you for your breath is make the most of your exhale. So if you can, I will just talk quickly again. I will get back to what I discussed previously in the previous episodes about breathing techniques very briefly. I will just touch on that. But before that, I would like to take your attention to prolonging your exhale. Because in any exhale, you are basically balancing your parasympathetic nerve function, which is the calming part of autonomic nervous system. So exhale is just about releasing all stress and anxiety, fear, and whatever is unwanted. And in this way, you balance and you activate your parasympathetic system. So what I can suggest at this stage is you can actually, in your exhale, you can put two fingers on the top of your navel. And in this way, you're accessing the lower lobes of your lungs. And this is where calming nerves are found. And then do the exhale. Your exhale helps you release carbon dioxide also. And it gives your body a chance to release acidity, which is important for you to deal with and to manage, to deal with stress. When your body doesn't release carbon dioxide efficiently, this can be considered as a barrier to receive fresh oxygen. And also can affect the whole, you know, circulation in your body. So keep in mind that the intention of your exhale in this section is to help you settle into your state of awareness. The more you practice this, the less you will get distracted and pull yourself out of the state of awareness. Okay, so the next one, T, trust, R, read your reactivity, A, awareness, and N, nerve reset that you can do with breathing. Also, you can reset the vagus nerve. You know that vagus nerve is the important nerve in parasympathetic system. So what I can suggest for your vagus nerve reset is place the index on middle fingers of your right hand above your navel and press to the right and inward. Take the same two fingers and press in above your navel, and then again to the left, then press in to the right, middle and left. With the other hand, simultaneously push the pads of three fingers into your scalp on the top of your head at the back. Then press your fingers to the middle of your scalp on the top of your head, and then to the front, just above your forehead. So do the process simultaneously with one hand pressing points just above the navel and the other hand pressing the top of your head. Repeat this process three times. Bring your arms down to your sides and close your eyes and breathe. You will notice your breath becomes deeper. Your jaw release, your neck feel looser, and your shoulders, you know, are getting very relaxed. If you didn't notice that, do it again and again. Okay, so next is S, trance. I'm going actually to use two words for this S. The very first one is sync. So when you do this breathing, as I mentioned before in the last episode, you need to sync it with your heart, which is heart-focused breathing. We discussed it in the last episode. So it's a very quick coherence practice. Coherence between your breath and your heart. So previously, medical science thought that the heart should beat really regularly. But these days, we clearly know based on evidence that the heart is not a metronome. A healthy heart doesn't have to be like a metronome and just beating regularly with the same interval. I will discuss about heart rate variability in another episode in more details about what it is and how we can use heart rate variability to achieve coherence in the body. But at this stage, I'm just telling you that your heart is not unhealthy if your heartbeat is not regular. Because your heart is just trying to protect you based on the situations you are facing to. So if you are facing to a stressful situation, your heart starts to beat faster. And that's absolutely a protective function. But you're not going to stay in that protection function, are you? So that's why you need to take an in-charge action to make a coherence between your breath and your heart. So last time I talked about heart focusing breath, which is more about changing your emotions, transforming your emotions. Focus your attention in the area of your heart and imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, and breathe a little slower and deeper than usual, and find an easy rhythm that is comfortable. An easy heart rhythm that is comfortable, and then sync your breath with that easy rhythm. This is about heart-focused breathing. As you continue heart-focused breathing, make an attempt to experience a regenerative feeling such as appreciation, care, love for someone or something in your life. So you need to experience these things very often, again and again and again. And focus on a feeling of calm and ease. And when at this state of calmness, you find the easy heart rhythm, that's when you sync your breath with your heart. At the beginning, it might not be really easy, so maybe you can start at the beginning, maybe you can start with this specific technique, 10 seconds technique, 5 second breath in and 5 second breath out. I would suggest you 4 seconds breathe in and 6 seconds breathe out. So it's going to be 10 seconds altogether, but 5 seconds in breath, 4 seconds in breath and 6 seconds out breath. So you can start practicing rhythmically in this fashion until you feel more comfortable with your heart rhythm. So at the same time you start practicing with this with this method, 4 seconds in breath and 6 seconds out breath, at the same time focus on your positive emotions and visualize something nice, a nice place, a nice and loving story, or you know, your past experience, a person who you love, whatever can give you a calm and peaceful and loving feeling. And once you feel more comfortable with that feeling, then you can concentrate on your heart rhythm and see in what state your heart feels more in ease. Then sync your breath with that state. Okay, so sync for S. The other thing that I would consider for S is stop thinking. Stop thinking. When you're going to manage your stress, thinking is hopeless and useless. Because you do not need analytical thinking to deal with your stress. You do not need abstract thinking to manage your stress. They can't do anything to manage your stress. You know why? Because thinking actually increases your brain activity. And to manage your stress, you do not need to increase your brain activity. That is exactly what you don't need. Because the brain activity actually increases the neurocortex activity and eventually increases the level of cortisol. But when you stop thinking, you block that loop, and that's the time you can practice thinking of your breath and heart. But thinking here is just considered as a block, because your energy, by thinking, your energy is focusing on your brain activity. Next one, F, goes for food. Yes, food. It's very important, because you know what? Because your gut is in your body is the significant part of your autonomous nervous system regulation. Yeah, because you know, vagus nerve is centered in your gut. And also gut is responsible for serotonin level. So that's why evidence discussed that if you suffer from depression and anxiety, moodiness, irritability, you need to consider creating a healthy lifestyle that supports your gut. So it's very important for your emotional health. So that's why I suggest before starting anything, any practice to deal with stress, to manage your stress, just clear up your food and your body in terms of what you eat. And start consuming healthy food, whole food, and hydrate your body,
just get more natural and less processed food, not coconut water for your hydration, and lean organic meats, coconut or almond milk instead of dairy, and yes, fruit, high calcium, vegetables, and fruits with high antioxidants, so, and foods with high in dopamine, because yes, we have a lot of foods that works with neurotransmitters like banana, dark chocolate, turmeric. So that is important step to consider before going to start this practice. Please change your lifestyle, your eating habit, and detox your body. I would suggest you just to get in touch with amazing people now working on this aspect, working on nutrition revolution, basically functional nutrition, functional medicine, and yeah, and you will be surprised by so many amazing information there to make your body healthier in terms of eating. Okay, transform. O is opening a healthy communication with your body. Basically, body dialoguing. That's something you need to do in this stage. This is indeed a two-way street. This is a kind of communication with your body. It means learning the skills of asking and receiving, asking your questions from your body, and then receive the feedback from your body. But the way you receive the feedback from your body is a little bit different than the way you receive the feedback in any other communication when you communicate with another person. Because when you speak to other people, you're often noticing the nonverbal language, the body expression, their words as feedback. But when you communicate with your body, you are noticing basically sensations and feeling. If the sensation is sharp, dull, warm, tight, heavy, light, whatever. So through this process, you can understand, you can fully understand what are the gaps, what are the triggers. This is actually my usual practice. I can find every day, a lot of triggers, a lot of gaps, a lot of areas that I need to work on and I need to address through talking to my body. My body is clearly talking to me and giving me feedback. Just clearly talk loudly. How do you feel in your body right now? So opening communication with your body certainly is an important part of your stress management process. So through opening this dialogue, you can heal. You basically can heal your body. It allows the suppressed energy, whatever they are, the suppressed emotions, the suppressed beliefs, they can be seen, they can be obvious, they can be sensible, they can be heard. And once you can sense them, you can hear them, you can feel them, you can see them, then you can elevate them to the surface for healing. So the purpose of this communication is to allow all unhealed wounds, unhealed areas, old areas, they all become obvious, become evident, then you're able to transfer those and heal them to the next step. This is a real time to make a transformation in you, your life, your health, and your wellness. So if you are really eager to make that transformation happen, I would invite you to join my Facebook group. It's called Inner Wellness with Global Heart. I will also have a surprise for you with my brand new program. It is a beta program. It's called Optimizing Inner Wellness. So if you are eager to join me, please get in touch. Let's get back to the show.
R for release. So how you can release? So one strategy is breathing. So we discussed in breathing that I think we mentioned that we need to prolong our exhale, because the longer the exhale, the more connection with parasympathetic system, and the more calmness and the more alignment coming to your heartbeat and heart rate variability, and the more calmness into the autonomic nervous system, vagus system, that we talk about it in a minute. So you need to have a safe, a nice inhale, possibly in 4 seconds, number 1 to 4, and then make the exhale longer for 6 seconds. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about breathing techniques. Yes, we have amazing techniques, but let's start with the simple technique. So you don't have to go through all the complexity to start something. It's good just to start something simple. So what I suggested last week was more about, I talked a little bit about powerful breathing, which is very, very good practice and technique for chronic stress management. Sometimes you might not be able to do and use this practice immediately in acute episode of stress. So for those situations, you may just need to go through smooth for 10, 15 seconds, go through the smooth breathing, and when you're ready, you can do the powerful breathing or prana. And also I talked about heart-based and attitude-based breathing. Again, for these two techniques, you may need just to get a little bit more comfortable with your breathing first when you're experiencing a stress. And once you feel more comfortable and you do your practice for the first 15, 20 seconds with really smooth and easy breathing, then you can focus on your heart or focus on your attitude and all I said in the last episode. So yeah, so this is about breathing, but remember, breathing is indeed a very important part of holistic health and certainly stress management. This is amazing because a lot of problems and issues we deal with in our body, they are related, as I talked before about, they are related to autonomous nervous system. And breathing does directly its work with autonomous nervous system. And autonomous nervous system works directly with heart function, and also with body's biochemistry and all the hormones. So you can simply understand that breathing is biologically and scientifically the best reliable technique to handle stressful situations, emotional situations, and can be a regular ongoing practice to improve our holistic and emotional health. The other part of your body that definitely needs releasing is jaw.
You have possibly heard in guided meditation or, you know, yoga, that they ask you to release your jaw. Yes, this is important because jaw is indeed the connector between the lower parts of energy in the body, the core sections, like, you know, the abdominal, and between that part and the upper parts of the energy. So that's a key area. Having a tight jaw is like, you know, placing a clamp on your emotional flow, which is indeed affecting the way you communicate with yourself. So your jaw affects your throat energy center, which is the sixth chakra. I'm not going to talk about chakras, but, you know, it's more about throat center. And your throat can be considering the bridge between your heart and mind. So blocking this bridge can constrict the energy. So when your throat is affected by heavy or blocked emotional energy, this also can affect your thyroid gland, which is located at the base of your neck, and is responsible for regulating breathing, heart rate, body temperature, metabolisms, and some more functions. And each function that the thyroid regulates plays a role in the processing of your emotions. So that's why releasing jaw is important. So you can release jaw with any exhale. So with a longer exhale, you can release your jaw. And it's the best, as I mentioned before, is just having exhale through your abdominal area. And that's how you bring up the energy from core side, from downside to the upside. Meditate. Yes, meditation. So meditation brings the brain wave pattern into an alpha state. You possibly know that, which is a relaxed and peaceful level of consciousness that promotes your healing. Meditation doesn't have to have a spiritual aim. Okay, so it doesn't have to be spiritual or religious. So the entire aim of meditation is just simply to shift your brain from stress mode to calmness. So basically, you are inducing a really well managed relaxation response in your body, which stimulates the particular areas of your brain. I just need to say one point now, that the breathing that I talked about, the heart-focused breathing and attitude-focused breathing I talked in the last episode, they're different than meditation. So you don't have to be in alpha state to do those breathing. So you can just do it in everyday active life when you are in beta brain state. But in meditation, you can still use that heart-focused breathing. Because I would suggest, again, heart-focused meditation. Because heart is so powerful. You know, the biomagnetic field of heart is, I think, 60 times stronger than brain biomagnetic field. So the electromagnetic field of heart is 60 times stronger than electromagnetic field of brain. So that's why I'm certainly suggesting focusing on heart in your meditation will strengthen your connection with your deep inner self in your meditation.
Meditation shifts your brain's activity basically from the right frontal cortex, which is more active when you experience the stress, to the left frontal cortex, which is more active when you are in a relaxed state. This shift decreases the negative effect, not only of stress, but also of, anxiety and depression. Meditation literally moves your focus from fear and anxiety to love and peace. That's the reason that I'm going to ask you to focus on your heart. So when you meditate, I would suggest you put your hand on your heart, sync your breath with your heart, and talk to your heart. Ask your heart to bring more and deeper love to your body. So in this state, you start to transition, go through the transition of fear to love, anxiety to peace, stress to calmness. Because a lot of time, the problem with the stress is a problem with the energy. And the heart energy, heart intelligence is so powerful. And that's the best way to recover your energy.
And certainly heart energy is absolutely powerful to make a connection with the world also. What we really need in this situation, because we need more care, compassion, and true connection with the whole world. And I call it global heart. So yes, please go through these steps. They are really simple steps, and I really like you just to try it. Go through it and come with feedback, comments, or any questions. I would love to hear from you. And this is something that I'm practicing now basically every day. The situation is different now, and we definitely need to support each other more. So the last thing that I was going to tell you in this podcast is about my very brand new beta program. So this is at beta stage, and I love to have some people who are really eager to make a change in their emotional wellness. So the program is indeed on the name of my business name, Inner Wellness. So it's about optimizing your inner wellness. That's an 8 weeks program, online program, including both course materials and coaching program, group coaching program. So please let me know if you want me to send you the website and page for further info and some freebie materials. And the most important mission and goal is just connection, making a connection with enthusiastic group who are really eager to make a change in their wellness right now, because this is exactly what we need. That is something necessary right now in the new world. So keep in touch. You can email me at info@drnessinnerwellness.com, or my Instagram is Inner Wellness, or you can just drop a message in Anchor when you listen to the podcast. Or Facebook, Dr. Nas Inner Wellness is my page, and Nasreen Parsian is my personal page. So just feel free to communicate with me in any way. And I'm also creating a free Facebook group just to communicate in terms of optimizing inner wellness and connecting with the global heart. So if you are interested to join my free private Facebook group, also drop me a message in any of these ways, and we can connect. So take care, stay centered, and be safe. Until then, bye for now. Thank you for your listening to the podcast Inner Wellness. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very much looking forward to hear from you, any comments, feedback, and also your subscription. Let's make a change in our wellness. Be safe.